بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have discussed the laws pertaining to janazah. We commenced with the laws of the muhtadar, the one who is approached by death, and you happen to be next to that person who is in the last moment of his life, how he should be treated, what should be recited, what are the laws pertaining to the muhtadar. Then we went on to the stages that follow that of the stage of ihtidar. And in our last lesson on fiqh, we spoke of the baryan, the manner in which the person will be lowered into the grave, the manner in which the grave will be covered and filled with soil. We move on to certain laws pertaining to visiting the graves and visiting the graveyard. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the revelation of Surah At-Takathur, Al-Hakum At-Takathur, Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir, Surah which speaks about visiting graveyards, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, Kuntu anhaakum an ziyarati al-qubur. Initially the ruling in Islam was that it was impermissible to visit graveyards. After the burial takes place, you don't visit the grave. The only time you go to the graveyard was to bury a dead person. So that was the initial ruling. But after the revelation of this chapter, which took place in the early part of Islam, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Muslims that I used to prevent you and prohibit you from going to the graveyard, ala fazuruha, but now go and visit. You should go and visit the graveyard. Another hadith, the objective, what's the objective and the purpose? The primary objective why we go to the graveyard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمْ الْآخِرَةِ. It's going to remind you of al-akhirah. When you go there, naturally you are reminded of akhirah. You look at the grave, you look at the situation of those who have been buried in those graves. You go to an empty grave, you study it, you look at it, you familiarize yourself with your ultimate destination and the place that you are going to visit next. So there are some laws as to how we should visit the graveyards, what should be recited. The first ruling is with regards to the status of visiting. Is it compulsory? Is it sunnah? Is it mustahab? It is a sunnah and mustahab, recommended act of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is mustahab to visit the graves one day in a week, at least once a week. This is mustahab, recommended, that once a week we should try and go and visit the graveyard. Whether a relative of ours is buried over there or we do not have anyone buried in that cemetery or in the graveyard, we should develop this habit. And we are surrounded with graveyards. Sometimes en route to your destination, it will take you 5 minutes or 10 minutes sometimes just to stop by, go into a qabar, go into the graveyard, visit the graveyard. If you know that there is a grave of a particular person, a friend, a relative, then try and go to the grave, recite for the deceased person. And if you don't know anyone particular in the graveyard, walk around the graveyard, recite and convey the reward of what you have recited to all those who are buried in that graveyard. The preferred days are Friday, the preferred days of the week, so it's one day in the week which is mustahab, either Friday, Thursday, Saturday or Monday. We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the graveyard on one of these days. So there is no one particular day. However, the best time is on a Friday at the time of dusk, that is in the morning, Friday morning. That is the best day of the week to visit the graveyard, and that is the best day of the week to carry out any act of righteousness. Whether it is a voluntary sadaqah, whatever it is, the best day of the week to carry out any optional act, any optional deed is on Friday. With regards to women visiting the graveyard, there are two views. The first view is that she is allowed. Women folk are allowed to go to the graveyard on condition the laws of hijab will be observed. And she will be able to contain her emotions. There is a riwayah, a narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha visiting the grave of her brother, Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala an. However, majority of the ulama maintain the view that she is discouraged and she is not allowed to go to the graveyard. And they base this on certain ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has categorically discouraged her from going and visiting the graveyard. Hence, we will say that it is best, and she is discouraged from going and visiting the graveyard, but we cannot say that it is completely haram and forbidden for her to do so. What is the manner of performing ziyarat-e qubur, visiting the grave? When you approach a certain grave, a relative or a friend, whoever it may be, approach from the foot side and stand in front of the face of the deceased. So you're going to approach the grave from the foot side, the direction of the feet. And where do you stand? Try and stand the direction of the face, whichever direction the face is turned towards, and that's the direction of the Qibla. So you will stand in a way that your Qibla is facing towards, your back is facing towards the Qibla, and you are facing the face of the deceased person. We have learned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the deceased sense when a person comes to visit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to feel and to sense and to perceive the presence of somebody who comes and visits them, and it is a source of comfort for them when we do so. When we enter the qabristan, there is a certain dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite, a greeting to the people of the qabristan, to the people of the maqbara, the graveyard, and that is assalamu alaykum ahl al-diyar. من المؤمنين أنتم لنا سلف وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون نسأل الله لنا ولكم العفو والعافية. The greeting, السلام عليكم أهل الديار. من المؤمنين, oh people of the grave, greeting to you, all those of you who are believers. أنتم لنا سلف. You have surpassed us. You have gone ahead. وَإِنَّا بِكُمْ لَاحِقُونَ. And we shall soon meet up with you, inshaAllah. With the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will soon meet with you and soon be reunited with you. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمُ الْعَافِيَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us and to grant you afiyah as well. What should be recited when you visit the graveyard? First, you should recite Surah Al-Fatiha. You will commence with the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Then you move on to the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim until Muflihun. Right, so the first few ayat of Surah Baqarah. Then you will recite Ayatul Kursi. Amen al-Rasul. This is depending on your time, how much time you can spend in the graveyard. Then you move on to Amin al-Rasul, the last few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. So from Surah Baqarah, you will read the first few ayat. Then Ayatul Kursi, which is also found in Surah Baqarah. Then the last few ayat of Surah Baqarah. Amin al-Rasul. So three sections from Surah Baqarah, starting off with Surah Al-Fatiha in the beginning. Thereafter, try and recite Tabarak al-Ladhi, Suratul Mulk. Then Surah Yasin, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to recite Surah Yasin over the dead, over the deceased. Then recite Surah Al-Hakumut Takathur. Al-Hakumut Takathur. So after Surah Yasin, recite Surah Al-Takathur, then Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad. An odd amount of times. Once, preferably thrice, five times, seven times. Whatever amount of times you can recite, and then convey the rewards of all that you have recited to the deceased person. May Allah grant us in.